Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Man, this is a tough one on me.
Oh, what?
Boy.
Yeah, I've been racking my brain. I can't really figure out who it is.
This is a woman. Like I said, icon. 76 years old.
Cher?
No.
She ain't never gonna die.
From Memphis, Tennessee.
Dolly Parton?
No. Oh. Singer, songwriter. Hometown, Detroit, Michigan.
Ugh. Yikes.
Yeah.
No wonder why she's not well.
She is survived by 4 children and her husband. She's an R&B vocalist. Also a piano player. Nobody, you don't have anything yet, huh?
No, I can't rack my brain.
Also,
Missy Elliott?
No. 76 years old.
Oh, right.
Soul, pop, jazz singer. Also, an accomplished gospel singer.
This should be narrowing it down, but I just can't put my finger on it.
Started her career in the 50s.
Bill Cosby?
Bill Cosby is a man in his 80s.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Aretha Louise Franklin.
Okay. I don't think this is true.
What are you talking about?
This is fake news, Johnny.
It's not fake news. Aretha Franklin, gone.
I mean, what website are you getting this from?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God.
I have my sources.
I'm not buying this, Anna. I don't know maybe there is something wrong with
Johnny, she's not dead yet.
She's dead, guys.
She's not dead.
Guys, you can keep doing this. It's not funny. All right? You can try to take the freeway to love and see who's zooming who. But you'll just be a chain of fools.
It says here she's just gravely ill. She's not actually dead yet.
She's dying.
She's passed away during the show.
Dying.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Look. Aretha did.
Oh, my God.
She's not dead.
Show some respect.
She's still fighting, Johnny.
You better think. I know, Anna, that you think you're a natural woman. But you'll never be the queen of soul. Ever.
I have soul.
No, you don't.
I don't have soul.
You have to have a soul to have soul.
Good point, Ryan Adams. This is sad, man.
It would be. It is terribly sad that she is fighting for her life right now, but
she's still alive.
She's not dead. I know you're trying to be the first one to report this story, but she's not dead, folks. She is still alive and just not well.
I wish you would stop this.
Aretha Franklin, if you're still alive, 727-579-1025.
I'm saying a little prayer for her right now. Say a little prayer for her, guys. Queen of soul, man. And wondering what dress to
wear now. Just a breathing.
Update your computer, dude. She's dead.
No, I refreshed like 4 times.
Me too.
So she's still alive, dude.
Command 5 or control 5. F5.
Refresh that ass.
This is not a good night for you, Johnny.
What are you talking about?
I mean, you're stumbling over your words.
It's not a good night for you. You're fired, bitch.
You think Aretha's dead when she's still fighting for her life?
I don't think she's fighting. Look, I got a text message from a reliable source.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
How does Whitmore know that she's dead?
Why would you say Whitmore?
He's like the only one that texts you during the show.
That's not true. I just don't tell you all the other texts because normally they're insulting you. Baby, I got what you need to. Do you know I got it?
Aretha.
She's not dead, Johnny. Jesus Christ.
I'm breaking this on my show.
Oh, boy. Remember that Lala last time we broke that somebody was dead?
I don't know
it
what you're talking
Penny
about.
It was Tom Petty, and he wasn't dead.
Yeah, he died the next day.
Does he come around here no more? I don't think so. Give it up. Stop.
Yeah, but we were wrong that time.
We were also wrong with David Cassidy. Yeah.
I don't want to. Look, guys.
We're jumping the gun, Johnny. Jumping the gun.
We're nighttime radio, afternoon drive in Hawaii, and we have to do our due diligence here. Aretha Franklin is gone.
We need to be factual, okay?
Factual. Your mom is factual.
We can't be the Fox News.
If we play this in 48 hours, it might be true, but right now, this bitch is alive and not well.
Don't call her names. You better think, Anna.
I mean, I can't get through to him, Anna. I mean,
Aretha Franklin is gone. F5. Think about what you're trying
to do to me. Maybe subliminally you wish death on this woman.
I do not wish death on her.
I mean, you're really pushing hard that she's dead.
I do not want her to die.
She's not dead.
No. But if it's going to happen, do it during my show.
But it hasn't happened yet.
I think by now. A few hours ago, it was really bad. So I'm guessing by now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Stop trying to make this bridge over troubled water.
It's Simon and Garfunkel.
It says Aretha live at Fillmore once.
She just remade it. Looking out. Jesus. On the morning rain. What? I used to feel so uninspired. This is one of the greatest songs ever made, by the way.
By a woman that's still alive.
Dude, will you please show some respect for the fallen?
Which one is this?
Are you serious?
Oh, wait, hold on. I have to wait till the chorus.
Oh, this is the song she wrote about still being alive.
She's not alive.
Since you've been gone?
No, it's called I'm About to Die.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Remember that time she was still alive at the hospital?
She's not, dude.
Oh, natural woman.
Let her go. Let her go.
Oh.
Like, yeah. Show some respect.
You make me feel like I'm still alive.
I got to turn his mic off. He's really disrespectful.
Live.
Come on, dude. Live. Love you, Aretha.
Baby, I love you.
Is that her? Is that a song?
Yeah.
Anna, aren't you so happy that Aretha's still alive?
No. F5. Seriously.
I've F'd the hell out of this F5.
Dude, she was a babe. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize she was that hot.
What's happening on the show right now? We're killing
those
people.
Boobies.
We're killing people.
I'm not killing her. Cancer's killing her.
No. God. Cancer is killing her. You're accelerating the process.
I'm not accelerating. I'm trying to show respect before everybody else. Love you, Aretha. I'm looking up in the clouds.
Yeah, well, she's still on dry land, so just relax for like 1 second.
No, seriously, in 1 second she might be dead, but she's not dead yet.
You guys are so disrespectful.
We're not killing her.
You're trying to keep her alive when she's clearly gone. You know what I mean?
I mean, she's a really good bet for if we started a death pool right now.
Oh, come
she's
on,
like
dude.
A really good bet. Like a really, really good bet.
You're really pissing me off.
But she's not dead yet.
All right, I give up on it. F5. F5 right now. At last.
Ryan Sudol just messaged me. He says he can confirm that he also don't know if Aretha is dead.
That's all I needed to hear, Ryan Sudol. Thanks, pal. Sing it, mama. Man, she could sing. Man, she put some stank on that, man, when she sang.
Puts, because she could probably still write a song right now.
She cannot, dude. Will you stop it?
She could probably hold a pen.
No.
Right now.
No, dude.
Just a scribble. She's,
dude, seriously, you're embarrassing yourself with this. How rude you're being to the queen of soul right now. Love you. Breathe. R.I.P.
Not dead.
Rest in peace, Aretha.
She's resting.
We broke this on the Johnny B Show before anybody else.
She's not dead, so.
Yep. Just happened.
Fake news.
No.
Remember that time she still wasn't dead?
It was touch and go earlier. And it's gone. Love you, Aretha. Put it on the Johnny B Show Facebook page, please. Announce her passing. Thank you.
Tag
TMZ and everybody else in that too. That way, I just need to get credit for it.
A lot of bodily fluids are probably coming.
Will
out
you stop
right
now. It? Now that's rude, dude. Yes. Everybody releases bodily fluids when they pass away, dude. You're a jerk.
We're in the process.
I apologize.
Bedpan's full.
If anybody's related to Aretha Franklin, I apologize on behalf of these two jerks, these heathens. I wanted to show some respect.
Did you though?
Yeah.
Not dead, so.
I'm gonna miss her.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.